Thank you, Chairman. Today, I'd like to talk about a new procedure to estimate oil and water content in oil-contaminated soil. We acknowledge the financial support made by Japan Social and Technology Agency. There is approximately 48,000 gas stations in Japan. In addition to the gas station, there are many There are many commercial and military airports. These facilities have underground storage tanks for gasoline, diesel, and jet fuels. Oil spills from these underground storage tanks may result in environmental problems. Early detection of oil spills, however, is quite difficult. In most cases, contamination is already serious when someone smells oil or finds a floating oil on water. For early detection of oil spills, simple monitoring techniques have been sought. Therefore, the purpose of our research was to develop a procedure to estimate water and oil content in oil-contaminated, variably saturated soil. A volcanic ash loamy soil and sand were used for a series of laboratory experiments. The soil was mixed with predetermined ratio of kerosene to water for various content of those solutions. The soil mixed with kerosene and water sits still for overnight and was packed in a 100cc stainless steel container with the bulk density of 0.7 megagrams per cubic meter for volcanic ash soil and 1.4 megagrams per cubic meter for sand. We use a thermal time domain reflectometry probe. Volumetric heat capacity was measured with the dual probe heat pulse technique, and the electric constant was with TDR. The thermal TDR probe that we used was similar to lens design and has 40 centimeter long hollow stainless steel rods. They were 7.5 millimeter apart. An even ohm heat wire was encased in the central rod, and type T thermocouple junctions were encased in outer rod. The probe was manufactured by a local company, ARP Limited. For the volcanic ash soil, physical properties are tabulated here. The electric constant for each constituent is known. Volumetric heat capacity for each constituent is known as well. The value of the electric constant and the volumetric heat capacity for kerosene are dissimilar to those of other constituents. It is a promising sign for detecting kerosene in soil. Debris proposed a theoretical equation for bulk volumetric heat capacity in 1963. We added a term for oil, CO and theta O, to his equation as shown in the slide. As you saw in the previous slide, volumetric heat capacity for soil air is very small comparing to that for other constituents. So that this term is negligible. Volumetric heat capacity for soil particles need to be experimentally determined. By fitting the theoretical equation to measure values, volumetric heat capacity for soil particles, Cs, was determined as an extrapolated value. Volumetric heat capacity only with kerosene-free water was used for calibration. It is labeled with oil equals 0% in the figure. X-axis indicates oil plus water content, and y-axis indicates volumetric heat capacity. Theoretical line of volumetric heat capacity for soil mixed with 50 and 100% oil agree well with measured values. To estimate the electric constant of soil mixed with oil and water, we modified Delaware's mixing model by adding empirical constants A and B. The value for A and B determined were minus 1 and 2 for volcanic ash soil and minus 1 and 3 for sand. These empirical constants were determined by fitting this equation to experimental values. Empirical constants A and B were determined by best fitting to measured values for volcanic ash soil with kerosene-free water, indicating with oil equal 0% in the figure. Again, x-axis indicates oil plus water content, and y-axis indicates the electric constant. Similar to heat capacity, the modified Delaware's equation estimated measured values quite well for 50 and 100% oil mixtures. As you saw in the previous slide, these theoretical and empirical equations performed quite well. There are two equations with two unknowns, theta W and theta O. Theoretically, these simultaneous equations can be solved for theta W and theta O. And these are the solutions for oil content, theta O, and water content, theta W. You only need to measure bulk volumetric heat capacity, Cb, and bulk the electric constant, epsilon B, to estimate oil and water contents in soil. Here are the results obtained by laboratory experiment. Oil and water content in volcanic ash soil were estimated. X-axis indicates predetermined oil plus water content, and y-axis indicates oil or water content estimated. Water content was well estimated as shown in right-hand side of figure for all range of oil to water ratios. On the other hand, oil content was tended to be overestimated as shown in the left-hand side figure. As you can see in the left-hand side of the figure, to obtain estimate of the oil content with water content was tended to be underestimated as shown in the right-hand side of the figure. Estimate of oil content were much scattered for all the range of the oil to water as shown in the left-hand side figure. As you can see in the left-hand side figure, to obtain estimate of oil content with plus minus 5% errors, you need to measure barometric heat capacity with less than 1% errors for a more oil in soil situation. Even need more precise measurements for less oil in soil situation as indicated with oil equal 25%. Okay. Estimating water content seems to be much more easier. In the right-hand side figure, you need to measure barometric heat capacity with 1 to 2% or more errors for any oil ratio situation. To obtain estimate of oil content with plus minus 5% errors, you need to measure the electric constant with less than 1% errors for a less oil in soil situation, as shown in right-hand side figure with oil equal 25%, but need less precise measurement for more oil in soil. Soil situations as seen with oil equal 50% and 75%. For estimating water content, as you can see in the right-hand of the figure, you need to measure the electric constant with 1 to 2% errors for less oil in oil situation as with oil equal 25% and 50%. But you need less than 1% error measurement for a more oil in soil situation as seen with oil equal 75%. In conclusion, water content was estimated more precisely than oil content in the volcanic ash soil. Estimates of oil content were more prone to major errors in barometric heat capacity. Smaller the oil content, the more precise measurements for barometric heat capacity and the electric constant are required. When you need to estimate oil content with plus minus 5% errors, you need to measure barometric heat capacity and the electric constant with approximately 1% errors. That's all for my presentation. Thank you for your attention. Sorry.
Thank you for the talk. We have time for a question. Raise your hand.
I do have a question.
Hey.
Yeah, nice work. I'm curious, the two liquid phases, how do they organize themselves? I mean, are they relatively uniform within the sample volume that you're measuring, or do you see non-uniform distribution of the two phases?
Oh, before I put in the two phases, I just mixing, and then put on the sand or loamy soil, and then we calculated before the putting. That's all we did. So we don't know inside of the soil, separated or mixing.
Another question? All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ty Ferreira would be happy to see that there's an accuracy needed of 1%.